You want to build a brand so you can have a thriving business, be featured in the media, attract higher quality clients, and be a leader in your field. You believe a book can help you get there. But how do you do it?
What's important now is that I am a best-selling author, and that's awesome.
All of my speaking events are actually from my book content. There's nothing that I've ever spoken on that's not in my books.
Everybody kept saying, do a book. It doesn't have to be any good. There's no better marketing tool. There's no better calling card. It then becomes the most valuable business card you ever had.
In this show, I break down how to write, publish, and promote a book that will build your brand. Get ready, book brand builders. You're about to launch to the next level.
Hi there. Welcome to Build Your Brand with a Book. I am your hostess, Anna David, New York Times bestselling author of 8 books, as well as the founder of Launchpad Publishing. I am here today to answer the question, how do I get people to buy my book? Such a good question. There are secrets, there are tricks, there are techniques, and there's nothing like good old-fashioned asking them to. Now, this may seem like, really? She's telling me to ask people to buy my book? Yeah, I am. And it's a mistake I made so many times, just kind of expecting the world to care that I had a book. Here's the thing. No one cares. No one cares about my book. No one cares about your book. What they care about is what that book can do for them. So you got to approach it like that. You approach it like that when you're writing your book. You approach it in your book description. You approach it in how you talk about the book on social media, in newsletters, to your friends, that kind of thing. Speaking of which, I recommend having a sales page for your book. If you go grab the show notes for this episode, I will link to an example of one that I did. People will just do like, here's my book cover and here's my description. And again, it's just serving the author. You need to serve the person, show them why they should part with their hard-earned money for your book. So go to launchpadpub.com/blog/buy, and I will hook you up with a link to the one I did. Speaking of people taking their hard-earned money, I highly recommend making the book 99 cents when you first launch it. I recommend gathering an advanced reader team, which is to say a group of people who agree to read your book ahead of time and then write and then copy and then paste a review the few days before the book is officially released on Amazon. The ideal scenario is you get a couple hundred people, because most of them will flake. At least half, three quarters will flake. So I recommend you set up a book funnel account. It's like $20 a year. Give them the book. If you can outsource this and have someone else run your advanced reader team, that's ideal. Send them a series of emails. If you go to the show notes, I will give you the PDF I have that breaks down exactly what you should say to them. And basically, you don't want to be like, hey, buy my book, it's $10 and do this review. So we at Launchpad, and for all my books, we just keep it at 99 cents and then we change it once the book is out. You can leave it at 99 cents for longer and then DM your Instagram followers, your Facebook friends, your LinkedIn connections. People think, oh, I'm just going to post about having this book and people will go buy it. Not really. How about you do a copy paste, or again, you outsource and you have someone else do this. Hey, my book is out. It's 99 cents for a couple days. It would mean so much to me if you went and got it. Send an email to everyone you know. I'll be honest, when I'm sending out those emails, I kind of go, I'm not going to send it to him. I'm not going to send it to her. She's not going to be into this. So you don't have to send it to everyone you know, but send it to almost everyone you know. It's amazing how people have to be asked to do something that we think is super, super obvious. So if you have a newsletter list, absolutely send a newsletter about it. But how about send multiple newsletters about it? Don't worry about bombarding your list. Again, though, make it about them. Make it about news. You can't send 3 emails that say, hey, I have a book out. Aren't I great? No, maybe you're going to tell them, hey, it's a number one bestseller. Hey, I'm going to be on Good Morning America. Hey, I really think this passage is relevant for you. And then when you post about it on social media, I'm just going to constantly go back to this, like, what is useful for them? I would take sections of the book, take anything that's scandalous or interesting or will catch someone's eye, and just keep linking to the book. Put it in your signature for your emails. Put it as a pinned tweet. Put it as at the top of your Facebook page. Put it wherever you can and keep talking about it. You can create cards that have a link to it. You can carry around copies. But again, this, I'm answering the question, how do I get people to buy my book? What else do I want to tell you? Don't expect the world to find your book. The statistic is that somebody has to hear about your book 7 times before they buy it. So one media appearance isn't going to do it. You constantly hawking it is what's going to do it. And if you're like, I'm sorry, I'm just not a self-promoter, this makes me uncomfortable, look at it like this. First of all, writing's only half the job. If no one buys your book, you did a journal. So this is part of the job. And if you feel like it's obnoxious, I kind of think of it as the opposite of obnoxious. Because if you have information that can help people and you are not sharing it with them, you are doing them a disservice. You are here to leave the world with a message. And you have up. There's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of competition out there. So in order for you to get it out there, you're going to have to hawk it more than you are comfortable hawking it. So like I said, get links to Advanced Reader Team. I basically created a PDF that gives you all the emails and kind of what an Advanced Reader Team is. Also with your Advanced Reader Team, when they don't come through, follow up. You might have to follow up a couple times. I'll tell you, like, people who flaked on mine, I followed up a couple times, and it's funny. They were like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll do that. Sorry. It was always, sorry, this thing happened, but now I'm going to do it. That is it. Grab the show notes at launchpadpub.com/blog/buy. And if you have any question you would like me to answer, please DM me on the Instagram at Anna B. David. And that is it. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining me this week on Build Your Brand with a Book. For more info about the show, go to www.buildyourbrandwithabook.com, where you can get links to show notes and subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, and all the other places. Speaking of those places, if you got anything out of this show, I can't tell you how much I'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. And please, don't forget that you can tell an author or entrepreneur friend about the show. Another forget-me-not, my company Launchpad Publishing is available to help industry leaders and those with stories to share at any stage in their publishing journeys, whether that's writing, editing, or publishing. Go to launchpadpub.com to find out more. And be sure to tune in to next week's episode for next week's episode. You know, if you subscribe, you never have to worry about missing a show.